Good morning and a good morning. We're continuing Chayarim Kal Samach Tes, winning Simon Gimel. At what point does this mitzvah develop upon you? A person's a mile away, is there a mitzvah to stand up for him? At what point did you have a chiyuv to stand up for him? So the Chayarim explains, it's only when the individual reaches within Dalet Amos around you. This is a mitzvah deraisa, so we would calculate the length of the amah l'chumra, the length of amah l'chumra, different shitas. The Rambam holds that an amah is 22.5 inches, approximately, so that this is going to be 7.5 feet. The Chazon Ish holds it's almost a full 2 feet, so this would be closer to 8 feet. Rambam Chaim Noah holds that the length of an amah is about 18 inches, so this would be 6 feet. So somewhere to the area of 6 to 8 feet within the Chor, you should be machmer about by 7.5 feet already. This individual comes within your area, you should stand up for him. So why is that? Why is that the shear? Then it's obvious you're standing up for that individual. Now, if the point is to give the kavod to that individual directly, so obviously it's only relevant that if he's near you, so he can see that you're standing up for him. We said that the key of the stand is in whether the person is aware of it or not. But the point is it has to be an act which is clear that you're doing it for the purpose of giving kavod to that individual. Otherwise, the lack is not a maisa of kavod. The Gemara learns it out, Abul Kadam Dal Ramas and Hekar Vein Kan Hidur. And the Gemara says that the Torah writes the mitzvah of, like we spoke about, Takum V'Hadarta, that it has to be a kima which has hidur. It has to be a maisa of kima of standing for the individual, which also shows elements of respect. So the hitter only is valid if it's within an area which is obvious that you're standing up for that individual. This concept of talking and hider, talking about hadarta, that the kima sheyesh per hider also defines places. There's no mitzvah to stand up for a talmud chacham in a base of merchot. It's not a makam of hider of giving kavod, so there's no chiyuv to stand up for him in such a place. It would be relevant in a base of kisei as well. Obviously, that's uncommon the situation, but a base of merchot, a person is by a mikvah, a men's mikvah, and there are people there. A talmud chacham walks in. There's no chiyuv to stand up for him. It's not a makam of Hider. So Tokum, the Kima, is only if it's done in conjunction with a state of Hider. So you stand up for him, and you continue to remain standing until the person passes by. Now, the Chor, the Mice of Kima was to give kavod. To sit down while he's still passing in front of you would be inappropriate. So therefore, the person continues standing until after the person passes. That seems to be the primary shita that the Chayyarim understands, that you should remain standing until he passes. At that point in time, even though he's within your Dalanamas, you already did the Maisa Kima, you gave the heater, you're not insulting him by sitting down when he's still there, he already passed. So you're allowed to sit down. But the second opinion says, no, that the idea of the same way there's a key of Kima and Hidur, when he comes into your Dalet Amos, we wait till after he passes beyond the Dalet Amos before you sit down. But again, the Chayyarim understands the first shita is, the primary shita is that the chiyuv only is till after he passes by. If you're standing already, so obviously you do not have the mitzvah. So it's important to understand that if you stand up too early, you've not been mekayim the mitzvah. You'll remain standing, but the mitzvah is only to do it in a place where there's kima and hiddur. So if you stand up too early and then you remain standing, you're not doing the mitzvah of kima for him. You're not standing up for him. Obviously, your intent was good. You did it because of that purpose, but that wasn't the mitzvah. Is only to do it within an area where there's kima and hiddur. So a person shouldn't be standing up at a great distance. Well, there are individuals where there's a lacha that you're mechuyav to stand up for him, the nasi, a talmid chacham muflag. There's a chiyav maleinav, as we will speak about more as we go along. But in general, the regular talmid chacham, the chiyav is only within Dalet Amos. A person should not be machmer and stand up earlier, because you'll actually lose the mitzvah in that situation. Have a good day.